GINFM Real Radio, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane. And if you love basketball and women's basketball, well, you might want to take a trip downtown tonight to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the Indiana Fever. And with me from the Indiana Fever, she's also from Morristown, Indiana, would like to welcome one of Indiana Fever's very own ball kids, Emma Sparr. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. So tell me, obviously you love basketball.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing basketball?
I've been playing basketball since I was in first grade.
Since you were first grade. And you do a lot with the Morristown Boys and Girls Club, right?
Yes, I do. I help coach their teams too.
So tell me what you love about basketball.
It's a safe environment. Like whatever you're going through, you can always go there, shoot around, and get some anger out too. Mm-hmm. And it's always there for you.
And your relationship with the Indiana Fever, you are a ball kid. What's a ball kid do?
It's like kind of like their assistant. Like you rebound for them before the games. Some people mop. Some people give them drinks. You're always there at their side, whatever they need. And plus, you get to like be involved with the game.
Is it exciting?
Yes, it's very intriguing.
A lot of energy there?
Yes, and you get to see what they're saying and everything else too.
So tell me, how did you end up being a ball kid for the Indiana Fever?
I've been an MVP member for about 3 years, and that is where I go to all the games, to sit like in the second row. So I've always been around it. I just saw the ball kids doing it when I was younger, and I was like, I want to apply for that. So I got a paper, uh-huh. And I applied for it, and I got a call back and
exciting.
Had the job. Yeah.
So now tell me, you were telling me how you were a poster child.
Yes. I think I was 11. Mm-hmm. I started making posters for my favorite basketball player, Elena Larkins.
Why is she your favorite?
She was very down to earth, and she was very friendly, and it was more than basketball to her. And I think that's something that caught me. We became really close, and when she got cut, I still wanted to be with the team. So I decided to apply for that job so I could still be around the energy.
So as the poster child, you made posters for her?
Yes, I made posters for her for every game for 3 years.
That's cool. Did she have any favorites that she liked a lot?
She liked the one that said, "Hey, number two, when I grow up, I want to be just like you."
Uh-huh.
She loved that one. And there were some other ones, like when they played the Dream a couple of years ago, it said, "Hey, Dream, meet your nightmare." She wears number two.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that. Did she keep any of them?
No, I have them all.
Do you really?
I actually used to have a fan account that I posted them,
uh-huh.
And her and the Fever used to follow it, or I think they still do follow it, and that's how people that weren't the games would see my pictures.
Now, you are telling me she is now a coach.
Yes, she is now coaching for North Carolina Central State.
And, you know, is that a goal of yours, is to play college basketball?
Yes, I would love to get a full ride there.
That's awesome. That's so neat. And tell us about tonight's game.
I don't know if we played Atlanta yet. I'm not sure. It should be a good game. A lot of energy. And since we have Erica Wheeler, who just won the MVP, I hope she sparks us a little bit and gives us some energy when she comes in the game.
So you were telling me that Erica Wheeler was a walk-on.
Yes, she was undrafted. So she wasn't in the WNBA draft, but a team picked her up. I think it was actually Atlanta picked her up. Then she got let go from Atlanta. Then New York picked her up, and she got let go from New York. And then the Fever have kept her. I think this is her fifth season.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that'll be a pretty special game for her tonight then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and it's inspirational
to be part of it. Her story is very inspiring. It's how she got here, how many teams didn't think she was good enough, how many doors she's got slammed in her face, but here she is now.
So you do a lot of, I'm sure, the Morristown Boys and Girls Club, those children look up to you.
Like, yes, I've been told.
Like you're looking up to the Indiana Fever.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
It is. It's a good experience, especially to be only 14 and have that experience to take.
Oh, yeah.
Just in life, but in sports as well.
Anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Just if you can come up to the game tonight, it should be a good one.
Wonderful. And you were talking about you have an Instagram page or something that you post pictures on?
It was for the poster child thing. I don't really use it anymore.
Well, Congratulations, and I think it's so awesome that you're a ball kid for the Indiana Fever and making a difference, you know, not only with the Indiana Fever, but also, too, on a home note with the Morristown Boys and Girls Club and tying it all together. We really appreciate everything you're doing, Emma.
Thank you.